Smith Show. Let's go to Virginia and find out what's going on there. As I said, Barbara Comstock, the Republican, she was the first to go down as an incumbent. Thrilled to see that. And I've got Doug Christian, Talk Media News. Doug, how are things there in Virginia?
Well, I'm here standing right next to the podium where Abigail Spanberger is about to declare her victory in just a moment. And the crowd is uproarious. It's very loud in here. And we have 96.93% of the precincts have been reporting in. She has 49.66%. Dave Bratt has 49.11%. That gives Abigail Spanberger a 0.55% lead in this election. She is just about to declare. Her parents are very happy, and we are just it's quite a joyous situation right now.
That's terrific. I mean, another incumbent going down, but you know, this is kind of close. I mean, I love the fact that she's willing to come out there and say, "I won."
Yeah, she is going to. She is absolutely going to. And there is no way that Dave Bratt has this. And, I mean, she's got it. And the crowd is uproarious right now. I'm here with my camera, microphone, and just waiting for her to come on out. The what it says as her podium, it says, "Love, not hate, makes America great." That's what it says on the podium.
Well, as I remember, wasn't that really her, you know, the mantra of the campaign?
Yeah. And that's what it says, not in front of the audience, but privately. That's in back, what it says to her in back, like what she reads. That's her motto to herself.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, as I remember, you know, that's kind of the whole pitch that, you know, look, I mean, you look at what the Republicans have put out, and you've got a lot of homophobes, a lot of xenophobes, a lot of racists. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that's got to be the message, right?
Right. That's exactly right. It's really, can you hear the crowd? It's very loud in here. I can barely hear you, but it's really joyous. I mean, this is a quite a momentous event.
Now, there are other races going on in Virginia.
Oh, there he is. Hey. Yeah. The campaign manager just patted me. I mean, everybody's just very happy.
No, that's terrific. You know, I also understand there are other races going on in Virginia that could
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, I think it looks like Barbara Comstock's going to lose as well. And so, Wexler's going to win that. So, wow. What a night.
No, good stuff. Glad to hear it there from Virginia. Anything else? Anything else of import you want to throw in?
Well, right now, this is what I've been covering. This is where I am right now, and who knows? I mean, I don't know how the race is going down in Texas with Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz. Last I saw, Cruz was behind. I don't know if that will continue. I hope it does, but that's what I hear.
Well, what I'm seeing right now is it's basically dead even, where they're kind of bouncing back and forth by a half a percent back and forth. You know, I think it's going to be that way well into the night. In fact, with just about 12% reporting, it's got Ted Cruz with 50% and Beto with 49.9, and we're going to see we're going to see that bouncing around all night. That's
exactly going
to be the race to watch.
Right. Well, this is the race right here, because everybody here is just, wow, they are happy.
Yeah, well,
you just see the level of celebration right now. It is quite good.
No, anytime you see a Republican go down, an incumbent go down, it's a good thing. So this is another seat in moving closer to that magic number of the Democrats taking back the House.
23 more seats. That's what we need, 23 more seats.
And
we'll
see how that plays out tonight. Any other races outside of the one you're at? Anything you're paying attention to?
I'm not. I mean, I've looked at them, but this is where I've been is ensconced in this. I went over to Dave Bratt's headquarters, and it was virtually empty. They kicked me out of the headquarters yesterday. They said they were not welcoming media. And meanwhile, when I went to Abigail Spanberger's headquarters, it was just rocking and rolling. and you know, and interviewed Mark Warner, senator from Virginia, and I mean, everybody was just out there canvassing, getting the word out, getting a. This was not an easy one race. This is a race that she worked very, very hard to get. And I can say that Dave Bratt was AWOL yesterday. You didn't see him at all on the at all around. And I tried to find him. I looked for him. I went to his headquarters twice to find him. Could not find him.
Well, he was probably holed up, waiting to take his beating. And what are the laws, before I let you go, what are the rules in Virginia if, when elections are this close? Is there an automatic recount?
I do not know.
All right.
I do not know.
Well, it sounds like things are about ready to explode there.
Yes, Doug, they are.
Doug, enjoy the night. I look forward to talking to you again.
You bet. Thanks.
Good stuff. Doug Christian, Talk Media News. There. And look, I mean, that's one of those races that I was, you know, I've been looking at and saying, you know, maybe this could be another incumbent to go the way out the door. It looks like that's how it is. In fact, you know, what I'm looking at it with, you know, with 97% of the vote already counted, you know, she's up by, you know, what is it? Wow, 1,000 votes, 1,700 votes. And look, you know, I look at this and the fact that she's ready to, you know, come out and grab the mantle and say, we won, it's about damn time. This is something the Republicans have done to Democrats for years. I mean, if you go back to 2000, when George Bush came out and said, you know what, I won, and I'm going to start putting my cabinet in place. And they started. They were down the road. And it was the Democrats who were, you know, kind of, well, you know, maybe not. No, you've got to, if you want the brass ring, you got to go grab it. And good on her for doing that. And look, you know, that gets one seat closer to the magic number of 218 to get us to get the Democrats back control. And again, the subpoena power, the oversight power, and all of that. But, you know, Doug said something that was really kind of interesting there, that they weren't talking to any media. The Republicans weren't, and Bratt weren't, they weren't going to talk to any media. That seems to be something, you know, the Republicans have kind of internalized. And this is something, again, the party of Trump has taken the mantra of. We're just not talking to you, the media. Unless, of course, it's Fox News. And that's the thing that, you know, is really, really very, very, very bizarre. And, you know, you go back to John Edwards and the Two Americas frame. I mean, we're really kind of living that frame. And the hope is you know, as he said, her podium said, you know, love overcomes hate. The hope is that, you know, we begin to heal as a nation. And maybe it's Abigail and you know, the rest of the folks who are elected tonight, maybe they're going to have the way forward. And I'm again, I know that, you know, there's the horse race. Are the Democrats going to take the House? I'm saying they're going to. And it's one of those moments where you got to grab the ring. And like I said, I think the first thing that has to happen is some investigations into all of the voter fraud and suppression and theft that's been going on today. And the reports from all across the country. And it's just mind-blowing. And it's all in all of those places where, guess what? It's happened before. So we celebrate victories tonight. But you get back to work tomorrow. And to me, that's the key in all this. No, hey, we won, we're going home, none of that. It's just go forward. So I'm thrilled to hear that's going on. When we come back, we're going to be reaching out to John Fetterman, Mayor Fetterman, now I guess Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, to get some thoughts on the campaign, on the election, on, you know, the feeling tonight, on, you know, what their plans for moving forward are. You know, look, as I've said for, you know, now a year, Scott Wagner was my greatest fear as governor here in Pennsylvania. If you think Kansas was bad, if you think Wisconsin was bad, if you think, you know, some of those places are bad, Pennsylvania would have been much worse with a Republican-controlled General Assembly and and Scott Wagner. It just would have been horrible. But hey, good news. KKK, Chris Kobach, the commission, he has lost. Bye, Chris. Good luck. Good luck. Bye. 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 Quick break. Right back.